马拉松那个交通的原因呢，还是因为大家去度假了哈、
哦、I came here very quickly.
感谢主，我们今天都很顺畅的来到教会。
Anyway, we carry on.
让我们继续。
Last week, I was saying that how the prophet of Jesus, our prophet, he brings us the revelation of God.
上上周我们讲到耶稣作为我们的先知，那么他是从神带来了从神来的启示给我们。
Christ our prophet, he brings us the reconciliation of God.
A priest?
Reconciliation of God.
那么耶稣作为 priest?、
Oh, reconciliation.
Is it as a priest?
Priest,、oh, yes.
基督作为祭司呢，给我们带来神与人的这个和好。
Or...The presence of God.
并且把神的同在带到我们当中。
So Christ our King brings the rulership of God.
那么基督作为君王带来了神的掌权在我们当中。
Or the government of God.
也是说神的一个权势。
So I made it quite easy to remember three R's. Revelation, reconciliation and rulership.
所以我们用英文字是三个 R 开始，那么中文解释就是神的启示，神的和好，可以从神来的掌权。
So in the reconciliation of God, like last week we say, we are able to enter into God's presence.
上周我们分享到基督作为祭司带来神的与神与人的和好，让我们可以进入到神的同在里。
And today we're talking about the rulership of God.
今天我们会分享说关于神的掌权。
And in other words, it's the government of God.
那么换言之是关于神的政权，神的权势。
The reason why we need the government of God is because it brings us peace.
为什么我们需要神的政权呢？是因为我们需要这个平安。
We need somebody to rule over our lives.
我们需要有一个人来掌权我们的生命。
If we have a good king or a good government, our lives will be in peace and we will prosper.
如果我们的生命当中有一个好的君王、好的国王，那么我们的生活就是会一帆风顺，会有一个好的结果。
Amen. This is why today we have so many immigrants going from one country to another. It's because their own country lacks good governmentship.
那么我看到当今的社会当中，世界当中有很多人从他们自己的国家或迁移到另外一个国家，是因为在他们本身的国家没有好的执政者，没有掌权的人。
So they come here in England and then later on they find out.
或者他们移民来到英国以后，他们以为英国是一个很好的一个国家政
权。We also need better government.
但是后来才发觉我们同样也需要更好的一个政
党。So no matter where you go, whichever government you have, they are not totally good enough.
所以我们现在会知道说不管去到哪里，去到哪个国家，怎么样一个政权，他们都需要一个更好的一个执政。
And so when we look at the history of Israel, when they have a righteous king, they prosper.
那么我们看以色列百姓他们的历史，如果在他们那个时代有一个好的君王，那他们的国家会很昌盛。
God is in their midst.
神会在他们的当中与他们同在。
They win their battles.
他们与仇敌的征战都会得胜。
And they prosper.
然后他们的一切都会昌盛。
And so, Christ needs to be our king.
那么同样，基督需要做我们的王。
Because we need his rulership.
因为我们需要基督在我们生命当中的一个掌权。
We need his government.
我们需要他的政权在我们当中。
That's why in Christmas we often quote, "The government shall be upon his shoulder."
那么在圣诞节，我们常常引用这个经文说，一切的政权在他的肩头上。
And that is why we not only is Jesus the Savior, but He's also Lord and King.
基督不光作为我们的救主，他也是我们的主，也是我们的王。
And this is where a lot of Christians fail in this area of understanding.
很多基督徒在这个领域呢，有一些不完全的了解。
Because if you do not understand Christ as your King, then you will find Him kind of not doing much in your life.
如果我们没有真正的认识到这点，说基督作为我们生命的王的时候，那么你可能觉得说基督没有太多参与到你的生命当中。
None of us have any problem in having Jesus as our Savior.
我们大家都觉得基督作为我生命的救主这一点完全没问题。
Because we want to be saved.
因为我们都想得救。
We want to go to heaven.
我们想去到天堂。
But to allow Jesus to rule over my life here on earth, that's more difficult.
但是让基督成为我的王，在这个世上的时候，在我生命中掌权，这个好像看似很困难。
Because I want to do my own things.
因为我想按照己意来过活。
And God needs to be my servant.
神好像看似成为我的仆人来服侍我。
That's what prayer is about.
很多时候我们的祷告也是如此。
I tell God what to do.
我们会告诉神要怎么做，
要做什么。How many of you also know prayer is also listening?
很多有没有人知道说祷告也是关乎要倾听
？So that God can tell you what He wants you to do.
就是我们在这个倾听当中，也要明白神要对我们所说的话。
But unfortunately, in Christianity, we've lost the art of the ability to hear the Lord.
但是有时候不幸的是，我们基督徒已经丧失了这个好像去聆听神的一种能力。
To 听
神的声音的这个能力。
And so when we pray, it's all about one-way traffic.
很多时候我们的祷告只是单向进行，只是我们不断的输出我们的要求。
But we never spend time quiet down in our hearts to listen to God in our hearts.
但很少我们会在静下心来去聆听神要对我们所说的话。
Amen. Because we are interested in being Lord over Jesus, not Jesus being our Lord.
我们常常做基督的主，不是说基督在我们生命当中做主。
We are the master.
我们好像变成了一个主人了。
And God has to do whatever I tell him to do.
好像我们那个心，那个态度就是说，神必须要做我让他做的事情。
And that is a mistake.
这是一个很大的误区。
How many of us realize when we want to be king ourselves, we make a lot of mistakes and have a lot of regrets?
如果我们想要在我们的生命当中做主做王的时候，其实我们常常会犯很多的错误，很多错的选择。
We are absolutely rubbish.
我们真的是一团糟。
We're not that great.
我们一点都
没用。We make a lot of
mistakes. 我们犯很多的错。
There's a lot of things that we don't know.
很多事情其实我们根本都不知道。
We make a lot of wrong decisions.
我们做了很多错误的决定。
And there's a lot of things that we don't know.
仍然还很多事情对于我们来说是未知的。
And there's a lot of things that we can't control.
有很多事情也超乎我们的控制的。
And yet we still want to be in control.
但是尽管是这样的，我们好像常常还要掌管一切。
So we are like a bird standing on the edge with nice wings that God has given us.
我们好像一只鸟站在悬崖边，但是神赐给我们一股好强风。
And we keep flapping.
我们不断地拍打这个翅膀。
But never quite flying.
但是好像还是原地不动，没有去到哪里。
We don't have the courage to jump off the cliff.
因为我们没有这个胆量来跳下这个悬崖。
We can't swim because we don't let go.
我们不能去翱翔，是因为我们没有放手。
And that's called trust.
这是我们所称的信靠。
Trusting God is one of the most difficult thing to do.
信靠神是对我们来说很大的一个挑战。
Because trusting in God often requires you to trust Him without even understanding.
当我们讲到信靠神的时候，就是在尽管在我们不明白的时候，我们仍然选择信靠他。
But if you made Him your King,
但是当我们选择让基督成为我们生命的王的时候
，then you're paying attention.
我们就要。来留意了。
To what the king wants.
我们要留意这个王在我们生命中要做什么。
He taught us to pray, "Let your kingdom come, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven."
主耶稣亲自的教导我们如何来祷告，说：“愿你的旨意，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。”
We meant to pray every day, "Lord, let your will be done in my life."
愿我每天这样祷告说，主啊，愿你的旨意每天都行在我的生命当中。
We're not interested in that kind of prayer. Lord, let my will be done.
很多时候我们对这样的第一个祷告我们不是很感兴趣，我们常常会说让我的旨意成就。
You know, I'm reaching retirement age, and when I look back at my life, most of the good things that's ever happened to me is none of it has to do with my decisions.
当我现在快要进入退休年龄的时候，我回顾我的人生，我发现我生命中一些很好的时机的时候，都常常不是出于我自己的一些决定。
What I set out to do as a young man, I'm glad I never fulfilled them.
在我年轻的时候，我常常设立那些计划和梦想，我很庆幸，现在我很庆幸我当时没有去执行。
I never knew God had a better life.
我从那个时候从来没有意识到神对于我生命有一个更好的计划，有个更好的目的。
More fulfilling.
是一个更让我有。的成就的一个目的。
You find that when you walk in God's path, you feel that your life has meaning.
当我们走在神为我们预备的道路当中的时候，我们的生命更加有意义。
And when you walk in God's path, His power is with you.
当我们走在神的道路当中，神的能力是与我们同在的。
And you meet interesting people.
同时在这个路途当中，我们会遇到一些更很有趣的人。
you go to interesting places.
你去到一些非常有趣的地方。
And none of it is my plan, not my plan.
那么就是回顾这些经历，这些所有东西都不是我当初自己所做的一些计划。
But I could have easily chosen, no, let my will be done.
我当时可能 很容易去做一个选择，说按照我的旨意来行事。
If I did that, I would look back at my years now and would live in regret.
如果我当初按照我的旨意而行的话，那么现今我可能就会活在极大的懊悔当中。
This is why I encourage you, while you're still young, remember your Creator.
所以我趁着我们现在还年轻的时候，我们不要忘记我们的创造主。
Let Jesus rule over your life.
一定要让基督来在我们生命当中掌权。
I'm not saying that he rules over my life entirely, because I learned to let, we have to learn to let him rule bit by, each day.
我不是说在我整个人生当中基督都是做那个王掌权，而是在我们生命当中我们一点一点的学习，一点点放手，然后让主来做王。
Because the more you allow him to rule, the more you can accomplish.
因为我们如果越早越多的学会让基督来做王，我们就会越有意义我们的生命。
Because you are fulfilling the purpose that God has created you.
因为你来实现了神创造你那个最初的一个目的。
And so when Jesus Christ died on the cross,
当基督在十字架为我们死的时候
，One of his ministry was that he is king.
那么基督的其中一个事工就是他是那个王。
And so in John chapter 18, verse 36, when he stood before Pilate, Pilate asked him this very question.
那么在约翰福音十八章，当时耶稣站在比拉多面前，他回答他的问题。
And let's read in verse 36. Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servant would have been fighting.That I might not be delivered over to the Jews, but my kingdom is not of this world, of the world.
约翰福音十八章三十六节这里讲，耶稣回答：“我的国不属于这世界。我的国若属于这世界，我的部下就会为我争斗，使我不至于被交给犹太人。只是我的国不属于这世界。”
In verse 37, he says, "Then Pilate said to him, 'So you are a king?'" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have to come into the world to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the world, or of the truth, listens to my voice."
三十四节接着说，于是比拉多对他说，那么你是王呢？耶稣回答，是你说我是王。我为此而生，也为此来到世界，为了给真理做见证。凡属真理的人都听我的话。
So Jesus did not deny himself as king.
所以耶稣没有否认说他是王。
So Pilate said, "So you are the king?"
比拉多问他，那你说你就是王了？
But Jesus said, "You say that I'm a king," but Jesus never said, "No, no, 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 no." He said, "You say it."
耶稣回答说，你说我是王，但他并没有否认说，哦，不不不，我不是王。
And then Jesus added, "For this purpose, this is why I came."
然后主又接着说，我为此而生的。
So here, Pilate has confirmed Jesus is king.
所以这里借着比拉多的对话，其实耶稣确认他就是王。
But Jesus also said, "But my kingdom is not of this world."
但主也说到，我的国不属于这个世界。
So therefore, when Jesus died and triumphed over death, sin, death, and Satan, he rose again.
所以当耶稣他死了以后，他胜过了罪、死亡和撒旦的时候，他又再一次复活。
And so the theologians called all the works that Jesus did before he died, sorry, up to the cross. In other words, his priestly ministry, they call it the humiliation of Christ.
那么很多神学家把耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的这个使人与神和好的这个事工，他们称为基督所受的一种羞辱。
So up to the cross,
直到十字架
all that Jesus did from incarnation all the way to his death, it's called the humiliation of Christ.
所以从耶稣最初道成肉身降世为人，直到他走上十字架受死的那一刻，所有这一切他们称为基督的一种被羞辱。
Jesus lived in humility.
是耶稣活在极大的谦卑当中。
But from his resurrection all the way to the ascension is called his exaltation.
但基督他从之后的复活到升天，这一段是耶稣被尊荣，被提升。
So in his humiliation, that's largely to do with his priestly work, where he lives sacrificially for us.
那么最初的耶稣所受的羞辱的这段工时间，是耶稣他的事工来成就这个救恩。
He was the Lamb of God.
他是牺牲他生命作为神羔羊。
He was the perfect sacrifice.
他是那无瑕疵的完美的献祭羔羊。
He stood for man before God as a high priest.
他代替人站在神面前作为那个大祭司。
And he did all of that by suffering humiliation.
他成就这一切，借着他在十字架的那种羞辱来成就这一切。
However, when he rose from the dead,
但当他耶稣基督死而复活的时候
，is no longer humiliation，
不再是羞辱。
Because the Bible says he raised him from the dead，
因为圣经说耶稣死而复活了。
That gave him a name that is above all names，
父神给他赐给他一个名是超乎万名之上的名。
That every knee shall bow， every tongue shall confess，
万膝要跪拜，万口要承认。
That he is Lord，
他是主。
Adonai，
他是 Adonai。
That means, right, he is exalted as Lord and King.
换言之，耶稣的复活升天代表他再一次被高举，升到至高，成为这个王和主。
You see, the concept of Jesus being King, we must look at it in two ways.
那么作为这个王的层面，我们有两个方面。
You see, in one sense, God is always King.
那么一方面我们知道神一直都视你为王。
So before Jesus became human, he was king already.
其实在基督道成肉身降世为人的时候，他其实是已经是王的身份。
Purely because he's God.
就是单单只因为他是神。
In the second way of looking at God, Jesus' kingship, we look at him as king, as a man.
那么第二个方法我们 来见证神、主的这种神王的主权，是他做人的一个王。
So when Jesus came to this earth, he was king as God.
当耶稣来到世上的时候，他是作为神的这个王。
But when he died and rose again and sat at the right hand of God, he became king as man.
所以当耶稣死而复活升天，坐在神宝座右边的时候，这个时候他又做了所有人的王。
That is important.
这一点很重要。
Because as our king,
他是作为我们的王。
Not just king over creation, but king over man.
他不只是作为这个所有受造界的一个王，而是作为我们人类的王。
And that's why he fulfills the prophecy of being a descendant of David, always occupying the throne.
所以他成就了在旧约当中所针对他 所应验的那些先知预言。
So today, Jesus is king over mankind.
所以耶稣他坐在大卫所继承那个王位上，他再一次成为了人的王。
What does that mean?
这代表什么呢？
It means he is sovereign over all of us.
所以就代表说他是在一切之上有主权的。
Not only as God, but as man, as God, as a king over mankind.
所以他不光只是说作为神这个创造主，而是作为我们人，他有绝对的主权。
Amen. And so we must look at what Jesus has done.
所以我们一定要看看基督耶稣做了什么。
And so in his kingship,
在他作为王权当中，
he has conquered sin, death, and Satan.
他胜过了罪、死亡和撒旦。
We spoke about it last week.
我们上周也讲到这一点。
Him as king, also as priest, he triumphed over sin, death, and Satan.
所以他作为祭司，同时也是王，他胜过了罪、死亡和撒旦。
We all know that.
这点我们明白了。
But what we need to also know that he rose from the dead.
但我们同时也要明白的一点是，耶稣他死而复活。
And what we also need to know even more, that he was ascended into heaven.
好，我们更深的要看到一点，他不光死而复活，他还被升天。
Now, Jesus did not go to heaven in a spirit.
基督他不是说以灵的方式去到了天堂。
Do you know when we die?
当我们死的时候
，our soul goes to the heaven.
我们的魂会去到天堂。
That's not the same thing.
就是跟主的这个升天还不同。
Jesus did not go into heaven as a spirit.
基督他不是以一个灵的形式升天的。
And that is why the Bible in Acts chapter 1 had to record people saw him physically go up.
所以在使徒行传当中有亲自的记录了耶稣作为一个人带着肉身的形式他升天。
That is so important.
这点非常重要。
Because nobody saw Jesus come from heaven into Mary's womb.
因为没有人见证了耶稣一个灵的形式进入到童女玛利亚的那个腹中。
Do you understand? Because he was a spirit then.
因为那个时候他的道成肉身，他是灵的方式。
And so when Jesus went into Mary's womb, his spirit went into Mary's womb as a baby.
所以当主耶稣进入到童女玛利亚里面的时候，他是一个灵的方式。
Nobody saw that.
没有人见证这一
点。Why? Because he was a spirit.
为什么？因为当时他是灵的形式。
But when he rose from the dead and ascended, everybody saw him.
但是当主死而复活升天的时候，众人见证了这一点。
Amen. Jesus' resurrection.Is not the same as somebody just being raised from the dead.
耶稣的死而复活跟有些人他们死了然后又活过来这点还有不同。
Like Jairus' daughter, like Lazarus, they died and they came back alive. That is not the same resurrection as Christ's resurrection.
就好像在圣经当中记录的那些他们经历好像拉撒路他们死而复活跟耶稣这个死而复活还是不同的。
What is the difference?
有什么不同呢？
Jesus rose from the dead for us.
耶稣他死而复活是为你我。
Lazarus came from rose from the dead for himself.
拉撒路他死了然后又活过来是为他自己。
Jesus rose from the dead so that we can also be raised from the dead.
耶稣死复活是为你我让我们同样借着他也同样
复活。His resurrection is our resurrection.
他的复活要成为你我的复活。
Lazarus' resurrection is not our resurrection, it is his resurrection.
拉撒路的复活只是为他自己而已。
You understand the difference?
这两点，这个不同，
大家明白吗？ So Christ's resurrection is our resurrection.
所以基督的复活要成为你我的复活。
His ascension as king is for us.
他升天作为王是为了你
我。Why does he want to be king for us?
为什么他想成为我们的王呢
？So that he can obtain the authority from God.
所以他能从父神那边得到这样的权柄。
To rule over mankind.
然后在人类当中掌权。
So that mankind can at last have a righteous king.
所以在人类当中终于有一个有公义的王来掌权。
A king that lives forever.
他们有这样一个能活到存到永远的王。
And that is why his kingdom has no end.
所以就神的国存到永远。
Therefore, we can live in peace forever.
换言之，我们活在这样的国度当中，我们也会有平安活到永远。
Jesus is in charge.
如果我们基督仍然在掌权
，we will live in peace and in joy.
我们就会一直有存平安和喜乐的活下去。
There will be righteousness.
会有公义。
Our king will love us.
我们的王会爱我们。
He won't tax us.
他不会来在我们身上来纳税。
And keep taxing us.
不断的征收税务。
Amen. Aren't you not glad that we inherit such a blessing from God and it is tax free?
我们是不是很庆幸我们有这样子从基督的国中有这样的一种特权呢？我们不会被征收任何的税务。
Christ is righteous.
基督是公义的。
God is good.
神是良善的。
Having him ruling over our lives means he will look after us.
当神在我们生命当中掌权的时候，他会一定的看顾我们。
He becomes responsible.
他会在我们生命当中负责任。
So what did Christ do for you and me?
所以基督在你我生命中所做的一切
He became our Lord and King
他成为我们的主也成为我们的王
So that you and I have the privilege to live under His authority
所以你我今天有这个特权有这个祝福可以活在基督的国中
Amen And when He's Lord over us
当他基督作为我们主的时候
He has the last say in everything in your life
那么他在我们生命当中有绝对的主权对任何事情
we'll come back to that later.
我们会等下来讲这一点
And so when we look at Colossians chapter 2 verse 13 He said And you who were dead in trespasses and under uncircumcision of your flesh God made alive together with him Having forgiven all our trespasses
哥罗西书二章十三节说我们从前在过犯和未受割礼的肉体中死了神却赦免了我们一切的过犯使我们与基督一同活过来
Verse 14 By cancelling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demand that he set aside nailing it to the cross he disarmed the rulers' authority and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him
十四节到十五节讲除去了在律例上所写的敌对我们束缚我们的字句把它撤去钉在十字架上基督即将一切执政者掌权者的权势解除了就在凯旋的行列当中将他们公开示众仗着十字架夸胜
So from Jesus' resurrection we begin to see him as king
是从基督的死而复活我们见证了他成为王
First thing is in his resurrection it confirms that sin death and Satan has been destroyed
首先我们从耶稣的死里复活见证了、对罪死亡和撒旦耶稣解除了他们的权势
His resurrection confirmed everything that he did on the cross was a triumph
所以借着他的复活向我们见证确认了他在十字架一切的工作是一个夸胜
His resurrection demonstrates that he has overcome death
所以就是借着他的复活向我们显示他的得胜
And because of that
因为如此
That victory becomes our victory
耶稣的得胜成为我们的得胜
So when you and I die
所以当我们死的时候
We carry on living
我们会继续活着
Because of the resurrection.
因为耶稣的死而复活。
Today,
今天
we have forgiveness of sin.
我们有得罪的赦免。
Because Christ has triumphed over sin.
因为基督也胜过了这个罪。
Today, the devil has no power over us.
如今仇敌在我们身上没有这个权势。
Because Christ has overcome him.
因为我们基督已经胜过了撒旦的一切的权势
The tragedy is a lot of Christians don't realize that
这个不幸的是很多基督徒没有意识到这一点
And life feels as though the devil has more power than God
在我们的生命当中我们感觉仇敌比神更有能力和权势
And that's why we need to wake up
就是我们需要清醒过来
And realize this is a lie
意识到这是仇敌的一个谎言
We need to wake up
我们需要清醒
And realize our sins have been forgiven
意识到我们的罪已经被赦免了
We need to wake up
我们需要醒悟过来
And realize we do not fear death anymore
要意识到我们不再恐惧死亡
Amen That's why Pastor Betty keep telling me When I die, I don't want anyone wearing black
我们的 Betty 牧师经常会说在我的葬礼上大家都一定不要穿黑白灰的衣服啊
No slow songs, no sad songs It needs to be a celebration
他说一定不要那种很忧伤很缓慢的一曲、那种歌曲一定是让欢庆一个气氛
Because she truly believes death means victory
因为他真的相信在他死亡当中其实是他的夸胜
It's not the end of the story for us
你对我们来说根本不是一个故事的结尾
We carry on living
因为我们会永远继续的活着
Amen?
Amen
The life that we live now carries on
我们如今活的这日子会继续活着
You will remember all the things you've done on earth
你会去到天堂你还会记得你在世上过的那些所有的记忆
The only thing that died is your body which is getting old
那么唯一死去的是我们这个肉身因为衰老了会死掉
And in the way you want to get rid of it
那么当他老的时候那我们也会不需要这个身体了
As you get older your body doesn't work very well
当我们年纪大了，越来越大的时候，身体也不好了。
And it doesn't look that good.
看上去也没有年轻的时候这么好。
Why not get a new body?
为什么不想要说有一个新的身体呢
？So when we die, that's all that happens. We take off this flesh, which is what Paul talks about. This tent, this house, and our souls ascend to heaven, and then we receive immortality, according to Paul.
所以就是好像保罗说的，我们死的时候，就是我们脱下这个属地的这个身体，这个好像这个帐篷，这个躯壳，然后我们去到天上得到一个新的荣耀的不会衰残的一个身体。
So in Jesus' resurrection, people saw that Jesus had a different body, a glorified body.
所以当耶稣他死而复活的时候，其实众人见证了他有一个新的身体，荣耀的身体。
And so the body that he has.Is the body where we also going to get? Because he's a man, we also going to get an immortal body, a body that has been glorified.
所以就是当基督我们的主有这样的经历，得到一个荣耀的身体，那么同样我们作为人也会有如此的一个彰显。那么会得到一个不会败坏的，不会存到永远的一个身体。
When we get to heaven, all of us going to look beautiful.
等我们每个人去到天堂的时候，我们都会看到如此的美丽和荣美。
Amen. At last.
终于。
We're going to all look good.
我们都会看上去非常的美丽。
We don't have to be jealous anymore.
我们不会再羡慕别人的容貌了。
We're all going to be look glorified. We're all going to shine.
我们都会美到发光。
And that is because of his resurrection.
因为这一切都是因为主的死而复活。
So therefore, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 said, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, behold, the new has come.
所以在哥林多后书的2章15节讲说，在基督里一切都变成新的，旧事已去，一切都是新的了。
So therefore, we receive a new body.
所以我们领受一个新的身体
，because Christ is our standard.
因为基督为我们做好了那个榜样，他是那个先锋。
He gets a new glorified body.
当他领受了一个新的荣耀的身体的时候
，so we get a new glorified body.
所以我们同样也会有个荣耀的新的身体。
Amen.
Amen.
So when we look at Jesus's kingship, we see his resurrection.
所以当我们讲到基督的王权的时候，我们会要想到他的复活。
And in that resurrection is confirmation that sin, death and Satan has been defeated.
基督的复活再一次让我们确认了神胜过了罪、死亡和撒旦。
In that resurrection has confirmed that we are a new creation.
那么基督的复活再一次向我们确认我们在基督里面成为新造的人。
In Christ's kingship,We see the confirmation, sin, death, and Satan being defeated.
在基督的王权当中，我们确认了神在基督在罪死亡、撒旦的那种得胜。
Resurrection, in that resurrection, we receive a new body, we become a new creation.
那么在基督的复活当中，我们也知道我们一定会领受这个荣耀的新的身体，
Man.
成为一个新造的人。
So what did Christ do for us?
基督，所以总结来说，基督为我们做什么了呢
？He brought us a new life.
他赐给我们新的生命。
He gives us a new future.
他给我们新的一个盼望。
We are a new creation.
我们在他里面是一个新造的人。
Amen. So when you become a Christian, the devil will say to you, "Nothing has changed."
当我们成为基督徒的时候，仇敌会欺骗我们说啊，没什么改变呀。
Your life is more miserable.
你看上你的生活更糟糕了。
At least when you were not believer, you could sin quite happily.
当我们好像没有信主的时候，你觉得你暗中犯罪，好像还没什么问题。
And now you can't do anything at all.
但是现在信主以后，觉得啊，犯罪还心里面很愧疚，还有自责、定罪。
Now that you're Christian, look at it. You have to go to church. You have to put money into the offering.
就你现在好像信主以后，你还做很多所有那种宗教的仪式，去教会呀、奉献呐、做这些事情。
And so the devil makes everything look very bleak.
所以仇敌让我们觉得这些很多事情都很混淆。
Well, if the devil ever say that to you, you say to him, "Hey, that's not the Christianity that I'm living in."
如果你有听到过仇敌给你这样的声音的时候，那你要回答他说：“哎，这不是我所相信的基督信仰。
”Ever since I became a Christian, God is with me.
每当我成为基督徒以后，神总是与我同在。
My mind, as though there's a light bulb that switched on, I now understand God.
我的头脑当中就好像一个啊、有一个开关被打开一下，我开始来认识神了。
I now feel that God is with me.
我现在感受到主与我同在。
And there is power.
我感觉我里面有神的能力。
And there's hope for me in the future.
那么我现在心中对未来有个盼望。
And guess what, devil?
那么猜一猜，仇敌。
Jesus is ruling over my life now.
现在你知道是我有很大的确信，基督在我生命当中掌权。
I have nothing to be afraid of in my tomorrow.
我对我的明天未来没有任何的担忧。
Because my boss is called Jesus.
因为我生命的我的老板是叫耶稣的那个人。
Amen. He is the ultimate boss.
他是最大的那个。
That's why I keep saying to people, if you want a pay rise, ask.Jesus.
那时候我跟别人说，如果你想在你的人工上有增长，那么就跟神祷告。
I remember years ago. I mean, I don't know whether this happened to other people, but it happened to me.
我不知道这个事情在别人身上有没有发生过，是发生在我自己身上的事情。
I had a new family and I needed money.
我当时有一个成家以后，那么我需要多一点收入。
So I got no one to pray to, so I pray to Jesus.
但是我也不知道跟谁祷告，但是我就对耶稣祷告。
God, please help me.
我说神啊，请你帮助我。
And that in 1 year.
那么祷告之后那一年当中
，My salary changed 4 times.
我的工资改变了三次。
And then also my title changed 4 times.
然后我的那个在工作上的那个职称呢改了四次。
And I realized God is boss.
然后后来我意识到神才是那个真正的老板。
When he knows that you need money,
因为有的时候神知道我们的需求。
For good reason.
是为了一个好的原因，我们需要钱。
He will find a way.
神会给你找到那个解决方法。
Amen. And don't try and ask me how.
也不要问我怎么做到的。
Because God will do it differently for you.
因为神在我每个人生命中的做法是不同的。
And when you realize that,
当我们意识到这点的时候
You know, all your career path and all these things that you go through university and they tell you this is what happened, A, B, C, D, it's like that, it's step by step. But with God, none of that applies.
那时候你会当你意识到这点的时候，就会觉得说，当我们在大学的时候，很多人给你很多的建议，说你以后的职业规划、人生轨迹怎么走，你会发觉说，在神这里其实很多那些东西都说不通。
If you don't believe me, ask Joseph in the Bible.
如果你不相信我的话，那我们回去看圣经讲说耶稣
的故事。He went from prisoner to prime minister.
他如何从一个坐监的人成为一个国家的宰相？
He didn't go through all the little steps in between.
他没有按部就班的，一步步的，好像一路攀事业的阶梯。
I remember I applied for a job that I didn't qualify for.
我记得我当时申请的工作是我没有相。
In my early career.
在我的工作事业的早期，我没有相对应的那种学历。
And when I put my application in, I was 4 weeks late.
当时我递交申请的时候，我已
经4周过期了。They needed 3 years experience.
那个工作要求在这方面有3年的相应
经
验。
I had zero.
我是零经验。
And the best of all, that job, the company was only 1 mile away from my home.
那个工作最好的好处呢，就是离我的家非常近。
So I applied for it.
所以当时我就申请了。
I said, Lord.
我说主啊。
If you want me to have it.
如果你要给我。
Bless me.
然后你就祝福我吧。
I was a young Christian, so no one taught me how to pray.
但是我也是很刚刚信主不久，没有人教导我怎么去祷告。
When I applied,
当我申请工作的时候
，I got the job.
我就拿到这个工作了。
And I was astonished.
当时我拿到那个 offer 的时候，我都很惊讶。
My boss was astonished.
我的老板也很惊讶。
So I asked, why did you employ me?
那我说为什么你当时要请我呢
？Well, your we interview all the candidates.But we didn't like any of them.
但是我老板说我们面试了很多那些来应聘的人，但是我们都不喜欢他们。
So at the end of the process, your CV came in.
然后
4 weeks late.
然后呢，后来4周以后，我们收到了你的简历。
And when we saw your CV, you live nearby.
然后，但是我们看到你的简历的时候，发现哦，你离我们公司很近。
Although you don't have the experience, but we said you would do.
但是当时虽然你没有相应的那个经验
，For some reason they employ me.
然后他们就很奇怪，他们就因为这个原因就录取了我了。
So I end up with a massive pay rise because it's 3 years experience. I had zero.
但是就是因为这一点，我有个很我的工资涨了很多。
And that's why I keep telling people, at the end of the day, your life does not depend on your education. All these things helps, but at the end of the day, it is God who's with you.
所以很多时候我会常常跟别人分享，说就是很多时候虽然我们学历很重要，但是最终真正取决你的生命中的位置不是这些学历和你的东西。
And if the devil can bless the people that follow him, why can't God bless us?
就是仇敌是能把那些拜他的人都祝福他们，那么我们的神为什么不能来祝福我们
呢？ The question you've got to ask yourself, will Jesus be your Lord?
那么我们应该问自己的问题，就是说基督在你生命中是主吗？
And if you say yes,
如果你承认你说是的，
pray,
那我们就可以祷告
Father,
你说父啊，
Jesus, you are my Lord.
耶稣基督你是我生命的主，
or my future is in your hands.
我知道我的未来是在你的手中，
I want your kingdom come over me.
我要你的国度你的掌权在我生命当中，
I want you to be in charge.
我想你来掌管我的生命。
And when you pray that,
当你这样祷告的时候
really mean that.
你真心实意的祷告。
Because when God does something, he may not do it according to what you think.
因为当神做事的时候，他未必会按照你所期待的去做。
Amen. But what God has for you is much better than what you planned.
但是神所赐给我们，很多时候会远超过我们的所想所求。
And all of that is possible for you and I today is not only the resurrection,But also his ascension.
所以今天我们讲到这些都不仅仅因为耶稣的复活，同时也包含了因为他的升天。
Jesus needed to be ascended.
耶稣需要升入至高。
Because the throne room of the universe is in heaven.
因为在那个宝座，升的宝座是在天上的。
Amen. And he needed to go to that throne room.
基督应该要回到那个升宝座。
And find the throne that was prepared for him.
来坐在已经为他预备的那个宝座上。
Which is at the right hand side of the Father.
就是在父宝座的右手。
And he sat down.
他坐下的时候。
Why did he need to sit down?
他为什么需要坐下呢？
Because every king that is ruling always sits down.
因为我们看到所有那些掌权的王，他们的动作都是坐下的。
Amen? You don't see any Chinese emperor standing up.
你没有看到那些在中国的那些古代的皇帝，他们是站在那个宝座上，站在前面的。
When you see their throne room is big,
你看他们的宝座是非常宏伟的。
Yeah, really big, right? And he sits down.
所以看到那些王的人、
okay?
皇帝，他们在那个宝座大的宝座上是坐下的一个姿势。
Who stands up?
谁会站立着呢？
All the eunuchs, all the people serving stands up.
那些站人都是那个皇帝旁边的太监啊，那些臣仆啊，都站在王的面前。
Jesus sits down.
所以我们的基督作为王也是坐在宝座上的。
Because he's in charge.
因为现在他要掌权
了。And the Father say, until the enemies are made in his footstool.
所以直到我让仇敌成为你的脚凳。
And so first Ephesians chapter 1 verse 20 to 21 says,That the working Christ, when he raised him from the dead, seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also the one to come.
以弗所书的一章二十节到二十一节说，这大能曾运行在基督身上，使他从死人中复活，又使他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超越一切执政的、掌权的、有权能的、统治的和一切有名号的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超越了。
Aren't you glad that verse 21 say far above all rule and authority and power and dominion has been givenTo Jesus.
我们是不是很庆幸在二十节这里讲说，耶稣的政权是远超乎一切执政、掌权、有权能的、统治的。
When you give it to the wrong man, there's chaos.
当我们把那个政权交到一个错误的人手中，那么就会陷入到混乱当中。
Everybody understand?
大家都明白这点
吗？ If you give such power and authority to the wrong person, they could bring harm to the world.
所以如果我们把一个极大的权力放在一个错误的人手中的时候，那么会这个世界带来一种灾难。
But for Jesus, he rules righteously.
但是对基督来说，他会公义的来执行他的国度。
Verse 22 says, he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
二十二节接着说，神使万有都伏在他的脚下，又使他为了教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Did we read this wrongly?
我们是不是好像错误地理解这个经文呢？
So God exalted Christ with such authority.
所以父神把赐给基督如此大一个权柄。
But then he says,And gave him as head over all things to the church.
然后他说为他又把这些权柄给了教会。
Is that a mistake?
是不是一个误解呢？
In other words, it's saying Christ is now ruling as king, and then what did he do? Him as the head of the church, he extends that authority, he delegates that authority to the church.
所以前面讲说，基督作为一切的。在超乎一切之上，那么现在他做了教会的头，并且他把这样的权柄也赐给了教会。
In other words, that power, that authority that Christ has is on the church.
换言之，就是基督所拥有的一切的权柄和权势，现在都赋予了教会。
But the question I ask, where is it?
但是现在会问，但是我们在到底在哪里呢？
It is available.
就是说，这个是可以来支取的。
If the church recognizes him as king.
如果教会能认识基督是王
If we recognize him as king,
如果我们能认基督为王的话
If you recognize Jesus as king,
如果我们能见证耶稣是王
He will give you a career path.
他就会给你一个你的工作
He will give you the purpose of your life.
他会赐给你人生的目的
You will live his purpose.
你会活出你人生的目的
If you acknowledge him as king,
如果你来认他是你的王
If you don't,
但是你如果选择不的话
Then he will let you decide.
那就他会把这个主权交在你的手中来决
定。Because you want to be king, so he will let you be as king.
如果你自己想做你生命的主，那么他就会让你这样做。
Amen. But if you and I are wise,
但是如果我们真的有智慧的话
why not make him king?
为什么我们不会让基督来做我们生命的主呢？
Because he's given all the power.
因为耶稣有一切的权柄，超越一切的权柄。
If he's been given all the power,
而且他有，当他有这样的权柄
，then therefore he must be the best boss to have.
那么他应该是绝对是一个最佳的上司了。
In other words,
老板
，nothing can control you, nothing can rule over you except Christ.
所以就除了基督以外，没有任何人能控制你，会超越你。
Amen. I tell you, brothers and sisters.There is only one person I want to be boss, and that's Jesus.
所以除了基督除了耶稣以外，没有人我想让他们成为我的老板。
I don't trust my company's boss.
我不相信我的公司的上司。
I don't trust any man.
我也不相信任何人。
Because they do it for other purposes.
因为每一个人都是心怀诡计的做事情。
But I trust my Jesus.
但是我唯一信靠的人就是我的主耶稣。
Everything that he's doing is for my benefit.
因为他所做的每一件事情都是为了我的益处
and it is for a purpose that he has for his kingdom
并且也为了他的国度的一个目的来做
so what did Jesus do for me?
所以基督为我做什么呢
he's offering you today to be your king
他是今天来邀请你让他成为你生命的王
the question I asked you do you accept?
那么今天你要问自己我愿意接受吗
we all accept Jesus as Savior
我们每个人都接受了耶稣做我们生命的救主。
But do you accept him as your king?
你今天也同样接受他成为你生命的王吗
？If you do,
如果你愿意的话
，then he will rule over you.
他就会有来你生命当中做王掌
权。That's why if Jesus is not king in your life, don't blame him for anything that you don't like.
所以如果你在你耶稣在你生命中没有做王的话，那么你不要为你生命中发生任何事情来责怪神。
Amen.And that is why Jesus has been exalted. He's been made king. And what has happened is this. He delegates our authority to man. And we can have that power if you make him your king.
所以基督被升入升天以后他被赐予这如此超越一切的权柄。并且如果今天我们让他成我们生命的王的时候我们也同样拥有这样的权柄。
And after his ascension came,The day of Pentecost.
在五旬节之后耶稣升天
Because he is king, the Holy Spirit comes upon us.
因为 基督是王，那么也赐下了圣灵来与我们同住。
And that's where we get the power from.
这就是我们领受能力的一种方法。
And I want to end like this. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, Jesus said to them, All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me.
马太福音二十八章十八节说，耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
This is one of the most powerful verses in the Bible.
这是圣经当中其中一条非常有能力的一个经文。
And if you can remember this, then you will know have nothing to be afraid of.
如果你能记住这个经文，那么其实你没有任何去惧怕任何事情了。
Jesus never says some authority, he said all authority.
耶稣没有说某些权柄，而是说所有的权柄
，including the authority in your employment，
包括我们在工作职场上这些所
有的权柄 ，including the authority all demons and all devil has，
包括所有那些撒旦魔鬼他们拥有的权柄。
In other words, if all authority belongs to Jesus，
换言之，如果天上地上一切的权柄都属乎耶稣
，nothing。Can happen to you without Jesus going, okay.
所以没有基督耶稣的允许，没有任何事情可以发生在你身上。
Just think about what I just said.
想想我刚刚说的那句话。
Nobody can make a decision for over you. Nobody can have authority over you except Christ.
所以除了基督以外，没有任何人或任何事在你的身上有权柄。
Unless Christ say, okay.
除非基督允许了，点头了。
The devil can't even attack you without Jesus going, all right.
所以连仇敌没有基督的允许，仇敌都不能来攻击你。
When the devil wants to attack Job, he has to go and ask God, can I do it?
当撒旦去攻击约伯的时候，他都有来到神面前来征求允许，征求同意。
And God has to permit that.
然后神允许了这一点。
Hallelujah. You're not even allowed to die.Unless God said, "All right, you can die."
所以没有神的允许，你的生死都在神手中。
Because what? All authority.
所以这里说所有的权柄。
Amen. Death does not have authority over you anymore.
现在死亡在你生命当中已经都没有权势了。
Unless God said, "Okay, you can die."
除非神允许我们说，哦，你可以死了。
No demon can attack you unless God said, "All right, you can attack him."
没有基督的允许，任何没有仇敌可以来攻击你。
Nobody can make you redundant unless God said, "All right, you can make him redundant."
所以没有基督的允许，其实没有一个公司能炒你鱿鱼。
No AI can take your job unless God said, "All right, AI can take your job."
没有神的允许，任何智能那些所有人工智能会来代替你的工作。
And I know it sounds crazy.
我可能你可能觉得听起来很疯哈、啊，
but
that's 很夸张。
But that's what this really means.All authority.
但这真的就是这个经文所讲到的，天上地下所有的权柄。
And that is why we need to come before God and say, God, please help me.
所以这就是我们需要来到神面前说，神啊，求你来帮助我。
And He has the authority.
因为耶稣有所有的权柄。
To give you this or don't give you that.
赐给我们这个或者不给我们这个。
Amen. Nobody can rule over you.
没有除了耶稣以外，没有任何人可以来掌管你。
Unless God allows it.
除非有神的允许。
Now the question is, why does God allow it?
那么问题你会问说，那么为什么神会允许呢
？That's for another series of sermon.
那么这个可能是另外一个一系列的讲道。
Why does God allow the devil to attack me?
你可能会问，为什么神会允许仇敌来攻击我呢
？Amen. That's for another day.
这会是另外一个议题了。
But today I would like to say is all authority.
今天我想强调的是这个所有的权柄。
Because he's king.
因为耶稣做王了。
Amen.
Amen.
And if Jesus is king,
耶稣是王。
Nothing in your life,
在我们生命中没有任何事情
is dictated by anything else.
没有任何的事情是因为其他的原因而发生的。
So I hope that you will practice every day.
我希望大家会每天操练这个点。
Say,Lord, my King.
说耶稣，我的王。
Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done.
愿你的国降临。愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Tell you, life goes by very quickly.
我们的生命过得很快。
We're nearly half a year older.
我们可能人生已经过半了。
It's already nearly May now.
我们时间过得很快，今年2026年已经快过半了。
Each day we need to quickly say, Lord, let your kingdom come.
我们每天要快快的来到神面前说，愿你的国降临，愿
你做我的王。And whatever career, whatever you want to do, always acknowledge God.
不管我们进入怎么样的工作，怎么样的职场，我们都要来认主为王。
Lord, if it's your will, I would like to do this kind of job.
主啊，如果是你的旨意，我想要做这样的工作。
Amen.Always acknowledge him.
我们总是来
认主。Always ask God, is this part of your plan for me?
总是来到神面前来询问说，主啊，这是你为我所定的旨意吗？
Amen. Parents, always pray for your children that the God's will be done in your children's life.
所以父母也一定要为你的孩子祷告，祷告说神的旨意成就在你儿女的身上。
Make God king.
让神做王。
Please don't live a life when something happens and you out of control, and then you say, God, why have you allowed this to happen?
所以一定不要等到你生命中发生了一些不好的事情的时候，然后你才质问神说，神啊，为什么你允许这个事情发生呢？
And then from heaven, there's a voice, I don't know either.
然后可能天上你会听到一个声音说，我也不知道啊。
Lord, are you not?In charge.
然后到时候你才说，神啊，你不是掌权的吗？
God will then reply, but you don't want me to be your king.
但神可能会说，你没有让我做你的王啊。
Do you understand, brothers and sisters?
大家明白吗？
When we live under his rulership,
当我们活在他的掌管之下
的时候， when he is our Lord,
当他是我们的主，
when we become his servant,
我们成为他的仆人的时候，
when he becomes our father,
他成为我们的父。
When we're in his family,
当我们在他的家中，神的家中，
the father is in charge.
知道这个父，一家之主，
the master is in charge.
一家之主在掌权，
the king is in charge of his kingdom.
那么王是掌管他的国度的。
Amen. And we are part of his kingdom.
那么我们是活在神的国度之下。
And that is why Christ, our king, is so important to us.
所以基督作为我们的王是非常重要的一
点。 Because it's very important forour lives here on earth and also for the future.
所以因为对我们今天活在今世的生活很重要，同时为着我们永恒的生命也很重要。
Because in Jesus' second coming,
因为在基督的第二次再来的时候，
he comes back as king.
他是以王的身份再来。
Amen. Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you that you are our king.
主，我们感谢你现在是我们生命的王。
And I just pray, Lord, for every brother and sister who are struggling at this moment.
为我们当中的所有弟兄姊妹，我们在好像心中有挣扎的祷告。
Who are looking for direction.
他们在寻找生命的方向。
Who are seeking your face.
他们来寻求你的面。
I just pray that you will remind us.
主要祷告，愿你来提醒我们。
That not only are you our God.
你不光是我们的神。
But you are our King.
也同样是我们生命的王。
So I ask you, Lord,
主啊，我祷告。
Rule over us.
求你来掌权我们的生命。
Let your kingdom come.
愿你的国降临。
Let your will be done.
愿你的旨意成就。
Do not let our lives be wasted.
不要让我们虚度此生。
Father, I place our lives in your hands.
父啊，我们把我们的生命放在你的手中。
And say, Sovereign Lord.
说至高的神。
Speak into my life.
求你来对我的生命说话。
And let me arise.
让我兴起。
And be the child of God that you've ordained me to be.
让你按照你让我成为的那个神儿女的样式而活。
Speak to my thoughts.
主啊，对我来，让我对我的心思意念说话。
Speak to my heart.
对我的心说话。
What you want to do.
告诉我你想在我生命中所做的事。
See, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，
I encourage you to seek God's face.
我鼓励你，我们都来寻求主的面。
Don't worry when you say, Oh, how can I hear God?
不要担心说我怎么听到神的声音。
That is not your problem.
这不是你的问题。
God will find a way to talk to you.
神会找到他的方法来对你说话。
God will find a way to guide you.
神会找到方法来引导你。
All he's looking for today.
今天他所需要寻找的。
Is for you to acknowledge him.
就是你今天认他为你生命的王。
Acknowledge him.
来认定他。
Acknowledge him.
今天我们要来认定他。
As king.
作为我们生命的王。
So today, oh God, we're all going to say, Lord, you are my king.
所以今天我们对主说，主，你是我生命的王。
You are my king.
你是我的王。
Rule over my life.
你要来完全的掌管我的生命。
No, Lord, no matter how talented or not talented I am.
所以不管我们今天有才干还是没才干都好。
I submit to you.
我都完全的降服于你。
Oh Lord, make my life beautiful.
主要让我的生命如此的荣美。
Make my life meaningful.
让我的生命如此的有意义。
Lord, today onwards, I'm going to pray every day.
主，从今天开始，每天我的祷告。
I'm going to ask you for direction.
我要来寻求你给我的指引。
Because the Holy Spirit is with me.
因为我知道圣灵与我同在。
He was poured out in order to guide me.
圣灵你来引导我，来。
To empower me.
让我赐给我能力。
See, brothers and sisters.Because Christ ascended, the Holy Spirit is with us today.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道耶稣已经升天，所以今天圣灵被赐下给我们。
And His purpose is to empower you.
圣灵的工作就是来赐给我们能力。
To guide you and to direct you.
来引导我们，给我们指引方向。
There should be no Christian that is lost.
不应该有任何的基督徒是迷失的。
Because we have a shepherd.
因为我们有个牧者。
He's guiding us.
在引导我们。
We have a king.
我们有一个王。
Who's in charge?
他在掌管我们的生命。
So I encourage you, brothers and sisters, today.
所以弟兄姊妹，我今天鼓励大家。
No matter what circumstance you find yourself in.
不管我们现在面对怎么样的一个环境。
No matter how disappointing things may be.
不管你面对的事情多么让你的失望。
As long as you pray, as long as you acknowledge Jesus as king.
只要我们来祷告，只要我们认定他作为我们生命的王。
The Holy Spirit will come and help you.
圣灵会来帮助你。
He will direct you.
他会来指引你。
And when you get your breakthrough,
当我们有得到我们的突破的时候，
be loyal to God.
让我们要忠心来服侍神。
Be faithful to Him.
让我们要保持我们的忠心。
Let's all stand.
好，让我们站立起来。
Father, as we worship you.
父，当我们来敬拜你的时候，
I pray that the Holy Spirit will come upon us.
我们祷告圣灵能降到我们当中。
And begin to speak into our hearts.
来求你来对我们的心说话。
And I just pray for people who are listening online.
为我们哦，在我们为在网上参加聚会的祷告。
Where they are at the moment.
不管我们现在处于怎么样的环境。
You want to speak to them.
父啊，你要对他们说话。
And I really believe today God is directly speaking to people that are listening online.
我真的相信今天神会对我们在网上参加聚会的弟兄姊妹对他们说话。
God is right there in your room speaking to you.
神今天就在你所在的家中在对你说话。
And you know God is talking to you.
你知道神在对你说话。
Because you said, let me go and listen to this sermon.To see whether God is going to talk to me. He is speaking to you.
你可能今天在来之前你说今天啊让我参加这个聚会，看神今天会不对我说话。我告诉你，神现在就对你说话。
God's going to give you a hope and a future.
神会赐给你一个盼望和指望。
Don't be disappointed with God.
你不要对神失望。
Because He's speaking to you.
因为他现在就对你说话。
Try me.
神说你来试我。
Try me.
来试我。
To see whether I am good.
要看看我是不是良善的。
And I'm telling you, God is good to you.
我来告诉你，神是对你好的神。
Be faithful to Him.
只要我们忠心地跟随他。
So I just pray, brothers and sisters, spend a few moments and say, Lord, be my King.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们花一点时间来跟神祷告，说神啊，成为我生命的王。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
坐在宝座上，圣洁羔羊，我们夫妇敬拜你，心在敬，在意后永在，唯有你是全能真神。坐在宝座上，圣洁羔羊，我们夫妇敬拜你，
颂赞，
颂赞尊贵荣耀权势。都归给你，直到永远。 主，唯有你配得敬拜和尊崇，万王之王，万主之主，我们高举你生命直到永远。坐在宝座上，圣洁羔羊，我们夫妇敬拜你，心在地，在以后永在，唯有你是全能真神。坐在宝座上，圣洁羔羊，我们夫妇敬拜你，
颂赞尊贵，
颂赞尊贵荣耀权势坐在宝座上，圣洁羔羊，我们夫妇敬拜你，颂赞尊贵荣耀权势都归给你，直到永远。生命直到永远，万王之王。 主之主，唯有你配得敬拜和尊崇，万王之王，万主之主，我们高举你生命直到永远。
Father, we are so grateful to you.
父啊，我们如此的感恩。
I ask, Lord God, that you help us this week.
我们祷告求你在这周来帮助我们。
To really see your hand upon our lives.
帮助我们看到你的手在我们的生命当中。
As we surrender to you.
当我们完全的降服于你。
As we pray for your lordship over our lives.
当我们祷告愿你在我们的生命当中做完的时候。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你，耶稣。
That you have been made king.
谢谢你成为那王。
And I ask you, Lord,
主我们祷告
through the Holy Spirit to guide me,
借着圣灵来引导我们
to guide my family,
来引导我们的家人
to guide my life,
来引导我的生命
Lord, help me to overcome the difficult situation that I find myself,
主帮助我在我所面对的困境当中来帮助我
Thank you, Jesus,
谢谢你主耶稣
Bless us today,
求你来祝福我们
in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名
Amen. Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward.
大家请坐，如果大家需要祷告，可以到前面来。感谢神。
King of kings, majesty.